You're listening to SBS News.
Today's launch of a ballistic missile by North Korea is the most significant test since January, when it fired a Hwasong-12 intermediate-range missile capable of reaching the US territory of Guam. Japan and South Korea both called security meetings to discuss the launch. The Japanese Prime Minister's office said at least one missile fired from North Korea flew over Japan and was believed to have landed into the Pacific Ocean. Japanese authorities alerted residents in northeastern regions to evacuate to shelters in the first J-alert since 2017. Yasukazu Hamada, Japan's defense minister, says this is just the latest provocation by North Korea.
North Korea's series of actions, including its missile firings that persistently and one-sidedly escalate provocation, threatens Japan and the region, as well as the international community.
He says it flew around 4,600 kilometers, and between 7:28 and 7:29 in the morning, it flew over the Aomori Prefecture, and around 50 minutes later landed in the Pacific Ocean, just over 3,000 kilometers from Japan, outside Japan's exclusive economic zone.
No matter what the intentions are, North Korea's repeated ballistic missile launches are absolutely impermissible, and we cannot overlook its advancing missile technology.
Japan's Prime Minister instructed the government to check for damage caused by falling objects, to thoroughly collect and analyze information, and to cooperate with other concerned countries. He also called for a meeting of Japan's National Security Council and to collect and analyze information. He accused North Korea of being reckless.
Earlier, North Korea launched a ballistic missile that flew over Japan and is believed to have landed in the Pacific Ocean. The firing, which followed a recent series of launches by North Korea, is a reckless act and I strongly condemn it.
Meanwhile, South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol says that North Korea's ballistic missile launch would face a decisive response.
North Korea fired a medium long-range missile with a range of 4,000 kilometers over Japan. As I said on Armed Forces Day on October 1st, such a reckless nuclear provocation will face a decisive response from our military, our allies, and the international community.
Recent images from North Korean state media show what could have been the missile that Pyongyang launched over Japan. At North Korea's most recent big military parade in April of this year, a series of transporter erector launcher trucks with six axles trundled through Kim Il-sung Square, carrying projectiles that could be the latest version of the Hwasong-12 weapon. South Korean authorities also believe the North has completed its preparations for a nuclear test, which could happen between now and November. Alan Lee, SBS News.